for our purpose this morning. And one of those purposes is to install our brother Daniel as the lead pastor of our congregation. So I call up Marilyn and Linda and Daniel and whoever wants to join Daniel to come on up to the front.
Brothers and sisters, we have gathered today in the presence of God and this assembly to install Daniel Jansen as the lead pastor for the Niagara United Mennonite Congregation. Who presents Daniel for installation?
On behalf of the search committee, we do, believing that we have been guided by the Spirit of God, we have called Daniel to be our lead pastor.
The coming of Daniel Jansen to the pastoral ministry of this congregation marks another step in the life of this body. We believe the appointment of Daniel has been led by God. Therefore, it is proper for both the congregation and the pastor to receive and give pledges of their consecration to the building up of God's cause and kingdom here. Daniel, do you hold the statement of faith that you made at your baptism?
I do.
Having been invited to be pastor of this congregation, do you take this people to be your people, this field of labor to be your field, accepting it as the call of God and in response to the leading of the Holy Spirit?
I do.
Will you walk with this congregation, helping us to find our place in God's kingdom? Giving and receiving counsel, rejoice with us and mourn with us, learning together what it means to be a people called by Christ to shine his light into our world.
With God's help and the congregation's help, I will.
Will you help us, the congregation of Niagara United Mennonite Church, to reach out into our community, to help us reach out beyond ourselves and the walls of this building, that we may bring the love of Christ to this community?
With God's help and that of this congregation, I will.
Will you give yourself faithfully to the ministry of the word and to prayer, to be a good shepherd to this flock, to minister to the needs of all alike, to live honestly, openly, and justly with all, to seek the salvation of souls and the nurture of the saved, and to serve Jesus and his kingdom as he has called all of us to do?
With God's help, I will.
If you are wronged, will you forgive as you expect to be forgiven, and as much as lies within you to be at peace with all people and to lead this congregation in the ways of Christ as the Holy Spirit may give you wisdom and power?
With God's help, I will.
Sisters and brothers, will you endeavor to assist Daniel in all aspects of his ministry, upholding him in prayer, and walk alongside him in the task to which he has been called?
With God's help, we will.
Sisters and brothers, will you seek to live honestly, openly, and justly with Daniel? Will you share with him in the responsibilities of teaching and learning as they apply to the areas of ministry assigned to him? To receive him into your hearts and homes, to give and receive counsel concerning the kingdom of God in this community, to encourage him in his stand for right wiseness, to forgive when mistakes are made, and to follow his leadership as he follows Christ?
With God's help, we will.
On the basis of the commitment of both Daniel and the congregation to his call to ministry to the Niagara United Mennonite Church and within MCEC, On behalf of this congregation and the Leadership Council of Mennonite Church Eastern Canada, install you, Daniel, as lead pastor of Niagara United Mennonite Church. As part of the promises that we have made today, and as a reminder of how we intend to live and work together, We will be signing a covenant regarding ethics in ministry. This will be signed by Daniel, your new pastor, by John Thiessen on behalf of the congregation, and by myself representing Mennonite Church Eastern Canada. Because pastors are called to walk with people during vulnerable times in their lives and spiritual journeys, they agree to observe professional ethical guidelines, such as keeping confidences, telling the truth, observing appropriate sexual and other boundaries, and respecting the work of other leaders. As a congregation, you promise to pray for your pastor and your pastoral team, and support them in their work so that their ministry is a joy and not a burden. This includes encouraging them to take time to study, to play, to pray, and to take time to be with their family and friends. As a regional church, we promise to walk openly, honestly, and justly with pastors and congregational leaders in times of transition, crisis, or review. We have already signed two copies. We will sign the third copy here right now. Daniel will keep one copy. John will keep one copy on behalf of the congregation, and I will take one copy to keep in MCEC. May God empower us to live and work together with integrity and grace.
I call up any members of the Spiritual Council to join us. David, would you be so kind as to join us as well for laying a hands on Daniel? Shall we pray?
Gracious God, we thank you for celebrations such as this. We thank you that you continue to call people to leadership and pastoral ministry within your church, to advance your gospel and to build your kingdom here on earth. We pray that with this new beginning today, with Daniel as pastor of Niagara United Mennonite Church, and with a new pastoral team, that together with the congregation, they will advance your mission here in Niagara region. We thank you for Daniel, for his family, and their willingness to move. We thank you that for his willingness to use his gifts and to answer your call. We thank you for the gifts and skills that he brings to pastoral ministry. We thank you for the Niagara United Mennonite Church and for their willingness to be your presence here in this corner of your world. We pray that you will continue to bless their ministry and mission, that your grace and peace will be abundant and known. Your love will be known here in this place because of the ministry of this congregation. We entrust the new pastoral team. We entrust this congregation and their ministry and mission into your care and keeping, in Jesus' name.
Father, as Daniel steps into the shoes of those who have gone before him, we ask that you would put your Holy Spirit into him, that the power and the glory of who you are will flow through Daniel, through the pastoral team, through his family, and through this congregation. Father, we ask that you would give Daniel strength to carry on in the duties that he has taken upon himself. We ask that you would give him the courage to teach us as we need to be taught. We ask that you would give him joy in this position, that you would help him in the times of mourning to mourn with us, but to be the strength that we need at times when we are weak. Father, we lay and we present Daniel to you, that you would lift him up and care for him, so that we may all work together, walking in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen.
There are many ways we as a congregation can show our appreciation for God's blessings.
Daniel has something to say.
Oh, Daniel, did I preempt you? I'm sorry.
Well, it is wonderful to be here with you again and again. We actually sort of began work already, but now it's official. As you can see, I brought my family with me because ministry does not happen as a solo effort in any regard. Not as a person myself, but as a family, but also as a congregation. And so, yeah, we look forward to ministering together with you in this place, in this season. Thank you.